In this bulletin, Scott Morrison tours the flood-affected Hawkesbury region in Sydney. Concerns mount that Russia has lied about Ukraine to the UN Security Council to justify continued invasion plans. And in sport, Australia's Formula One champion Daniel Ricciardo hopes to still be ready for racing next weekend after testing positive to COVID-19. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Thorne. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has spent the morning touring flood-affected zones in the Hawkesbury region of Sydney. The PM has told reporters that he's been briefed on the work that agencies and services are doing to help residents impacted by the heavy rainfall and flooding. Mr. Morrison also addressed questions about why a national emergency has been declared in New South Wales and not Queensland. He says it's because Queensland has not asked for it.
That's the way it works. If the state wants it to be done, then they can request for it to be done, and no such request was made by the Queensland government. The first person to talk about putting it in place was the federal government.
SBS News has learned that a total of 13 refugees have been released from immigration detention in Australia over the past 24 hours. It was initially believed that 9 had been released mostly on bridging visas from Melbourne's Park Hotel late on Friday night. But SBS understands one detainee has also been released from immigration transit accommodation, also in Melbourne, and another 3 from the Immigration Transit Accommodation Centre in Brisbane, making a total of 13 allowed into the community overnight. Jane Salmon is a long-term refugee activist and advocate who has been closely connected to the Melbourne Park Hotel cohort for almost a decade. She says their release is both wonderful and terrible.
I'm wondering why they always pick the squeaky wheel. I'm wondering why they do it at the dead of night when there are no social workers on call. I'm wondering why they do it when there can't be any banking, any Medicare. I'm amazed by the viciousness of this government. After so long, nearly 10 years, to turn around and release a handful at a time and pretend it's difficult to do. It's not.
Authorities have reported 3 new cases of Japanese encephalitis in New South Wales and Victoria. New South Wales Health says their local case was a man in his 60s in Goulburn who was treated in hospital but has since been discharged and is now recovering in a rehabilitation facility. New South Wales says it is also testing several other people for the virus, with more cases expected to be confirmed over the coming days and weeks. Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer has also issued an update to confirm 2 probable cases of Japanese encephalitis there. The latest infections bring Australia's confirmed number of cases to 17, 5 in New South Wales, 7 in Victoria, 4 in South Australia and 1 in Queensland. Officials in the United States say they're concerned that a United Nations Security Council meeting, called by Russia, is an effort to deliberately mislead the world. Russia has claimed that it found biological activities in Ukraine during its invasion offensive. But US envoy to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says Ukraine does not have a biological weapons program or such laboratories supported by the United States. She has told the Security Council that Russia has a track record in making false accusations.
And we're deeply concerned that Russia's calling for this meeting is a potential false flag effort in action. Exactly the kind we have been warning about, including from Secretary Blinken here in the Security Council last month.
A U.S. judge has temporarily blocked the state of Texas from investigating the parents of transgender children. Texas Governor Greg Abbott had ordered the state's social workers to begin investigating the parents because he regarded their consent for gender transitioning treatment for their children as child abuse. Travis County District Court Judge Amy Clark Meekham's temporary statewide injunction has put on hold the probes that have already been launched by child welfare authorities. To sport, and McLaren driver Daniel Ricciardo has tested positive for COVID-19. The 32-year-old Australian had felt unwell since Wednesday and missed testing at the Sakhir circuit on both Thursday and Friday, but the British team said in a statement that their 2021 Italian Grand Prix winner was already on the mend. They said Ricardo would continue to isolate in accordance with local regulations and will be released in time for next weekend's Bahrain Grand Prix. But it is a serious setback for Ricardo, with practice for the opening race beginning next Friday, with the Australian going into it without having driven the car since Barcelona testing on February the 24th. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 29. Adelaide, sunny, 29 degrees. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23 degrees as well. Canberra, partly cloudy, 24. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25 degrees. Newcastle, a possible shower, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, showers, 33 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two, possible storm, and 33. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.